incarnation of Christ, using physical images of Jesus becomes part of a full incarnational or enfleshment theology. The Seventh Ecumenical Council of 787, the final truly ecumenical gathering, settled the matter for the Christian community by affirming the use of icons and other symbols as a valid aspect of Christian worship. In expressing this conclusion, the council was careful to make a clear distinction between the veneration of icons and the worship of icons, supporting their veneration and forbidding their worship. The historian Williston Walker states that veneration of icons can be seen as an affirmation of the Chalcedonian doctrine of the full and distinct human nature of Christ. A biblical anchor for this approach is Paul's teaching in Colossians 1:15 that Jesus is the image, icon, of the invisible God. As we lovingly behold the icon, we seek to pass beyond the image in wood or paint to the person of Jesus himself, and from the person of Jesus into the very presence of the triune God. It is much like when we lovingly touch the photograph of a loved one. We seek to somehow pass beyond the paper to the person himself or herself. Alongside icons, candles are often used to symbolize Christ as the light of the world. Icon painting in the Eastern tradition is not an opportunity for artistic expression as we are accustomed to seeing it in the personalized, creative traditions of the West. Icon paintings are highly stylized and only two-dimensional. All of this is intended to keep us from idolizing the icon and moving past the image into the reality the image represents. The icon is a window unto heaven, as it is often put. Reading for Formation. It is in meditation upon Scripture where we find the sanctified imagination used most frequently. Indeed, this way of approaching the sacred text has a long and time-honored history among the people of God. It even has a special name, Lectio Divina, divine reading, or spiritual reading. What does Lectio Divina mean? Well, it means listening to the text of Scripture, really listening. Listening yielded and still. It means submitting to the text of Scripture, allowing its message to flow into us rather than attempting to master it. It means reflecting on the text of Scripture, allowing both mind and heart to be fully engaged in the meaning of the passage. It means praying the text of Scripture, letting the biblical reality give rise to our heart cry of gratitude, confession, lament, and petition. It means applying the text of Scripture, seeing how God's holy word